Today, we continue with lesson number 18 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We'll be learning chapter 5, Mishnayos 3 and 4, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dal. Mishnah Gimel continues with the halachos of Oso V'Yespeno, the prohibition in the Torah against shechting a mother animal, mother cow, calf, or whatever, sheep, goat, or whatever, and its offspring, male or female, in the same day. Hashochet V'Nimtzo Treifa. Suppose a person shechts Oso V'Yespeno, the pair, mother and child, in the same day, V'Nimtzo Treifa, and lo and behold, one of the animals is proven to have been a treifa. It had a hole in its lungs, a hole in its esophagus, its entire liver was missing, etc. Or, Hashochet L'Avodah Zorah. Suppose he shechts that first animal of the two for the purposes of idol worship, and someone else comes along and shechts the second. V'hashochet poras chatos, or a person shechts oso v'yespeno, and one of them was a poro aduma, the red heifer, v'shor haniskol. Or suppose one of the animals was guilty of killing a human being, and therefore is sentenced to death by stoning. V'eglo arufa, or suppose one of the animals turns out to have been an eglo arufa, the calf which was used in the ritual connected with disclaiming responsibility for the murder which occurred outside the city limits. In all of these examples, the shechita turns out to have been a shechita she'eino ru'uya. This shechita, whether it was of a treifa, or whether the shechita was for the purpose of idol worship, or whether the animal shechted was a poro aduma, or a shor haniskal, or an eglor arufo, that shechita did not accomplish the permissibility to eat that animal. The animal was either a treifa, or for other reasons could not be eaten, either because it was offered to an idol or because it had a certain element of consecration, such as a poraduma, etc. Rabbi Shimon therefore says, a shechita she'eino ru'uya ein shemo shechita. A shechita which did not accomplish a heter achila, that's not a shechita. And therefore there is no isur of oso v'yespeno. The isur of oso v'yespeno is lo sishchatu b'yom echot. But the shechita of one of these animals did not deserve the name shechita, holds Rabbi Shimon. However, in all the examples above, the Chachamim say, no, he is chayev because of oso v'yespeno. Because they believe that even though the shechita in all of those examples was eino ru'uya la'achila, was not a shechita that accomplished permissibility to eat, but a shechita is a shechita. The animal still had its neck severed with a knife of a shochet. And therefore, it's that shechita. And therefore, you are over oso v'yespeno. However, suppose in one case, the person shechts oso v'yespeno. All right? And he shechts the second one, l'shem avodah zorah. Then he would be exempt from the avera of oso v'yespeno, from punishment for the avera of oso v'yespeno. Because when you shech for the purpose of avodah zorah, that's a chiyuv misa. That's a capital punishment for worshipping avodah zorah through shechting for it. And we have a rule, kom lebed rabbi minei, when the person does one act for which he's mechuyuv misa, which he deserves punishment by death. And for the same act, he deserves punishment by a lesser punishment, such as lashes, malkus. So then we remove from him the lesser punishment and only impose upon him the stricter punishment. Fine. The Mishnah continues. Hashochet v'nisnablo b'yodo. A person is shechting oso v'yespeno b'yom echod. And as he's shechting, that something goes wrong with the shechita. The shechita itself, either he performs a shehiyah, meaning instead of continuously moving the knife back and forth, he stops for a period of time. Or he commits a drosa. Instead of moving the knife in a back and forth motion, he presses down upon it. So essentially, he has not performed a shechita at all. He has performed a butchering, but not a shechita. V'hanocher, or a person stabs an animal to death, not doing a shechita at all. Or v'hama aker, he simply uproots, rips out the simonim, the esophagus and trachea. That is not a shechita at all, even the chachamim. That's not shechita, that's killing. Potur mishum oso v'yespeno. The prohibition against oso v'yespeno is to perform a shechita on them both on the same day. But if you killed two animals, oso v'yespeno, in the same day through some other means, other than shechita, everyone agrees you have not violated the law. Indeed, the Rambam rules that if a person kills one of the pair, then it's permissible l'chatchila to go and shecht the second one, because you will not be guilty of oso v'yespeno lo sishchatu b'yom echad. The Mishnah continues, shenayim shelakhu poro uveno. If you have two people who bought two animals, one bought the mother and one bought the valad, the offspring. One bought the cow, one bought the calf. And that's on a Monday morning, and they both would like to shecht the animal that Monday morning, that Monday. Eze shalokach, but they both can't, because if the second one has performed the avera of osovios benalos ishchatu. So the Mishnah says, Eze shalokach rishon yishchot rishon. The person who bought it, let's say one bought it, the mother at 9 a.m., the other bought the calf at 10 a.m., so the one that bought the mother at 9 a.m., he has the right to shecht. And the second one, too bad, has to wait till the next day. The reason being, because the mocher, the person who sold them these two animals, when he sold the first one, he no longer had the rights over the remaining animal, which was remaining by him, the mocher, to sell it to someone and along with the right to shecht it that day. He couldn't sell that right because he no longer had that right. He himself, the mocher, could not shecht the animal that day once he had sold it to someone else who was going to shecht it that day. V'im kodam hasheni, suppose the fellow who bought the calf at 10 a.m., the second person, goes without asking any questions and shechts his animal. Zocha, no, the animal is shechted. What's done is done. And the person who bought it at 9 a.m. has to wait until tomorrow. The Mishnah continues, Shochat poro v'yachakach shnei voneho. If a person shechts a cow and then goes and shechts both of its calves, two of its calves, so fake shemonim, he gets 80 lashes. He's mechuyev for two malkios, because he's mechuyev on the first child, Oso v'yespeno, and he's mechuyev on the second, Oso v'yespeno. Shochat shnei voneho, but suppose first he shechts one calf. No, okay. Then he shechts the other calf. Still okay. You can shecht two calves which are siblings of each other. V'yachakach shechoto, and then he goes and shechts the mother. Sofei geso arboim. All he did is one malkus. He's only... The only sinful act that he did was shechting the mother. One sinful act, one set of 40 lashes. Suppose shechoto, he shechts the grandmother cow. V'yes bito, and he shechts the daughter, the mother cow. V'yes bas bito, and he shechts the daughter's daughter, the granddaughter cow. So feig shimonim, all on the same day. Excuse me. And he shechts them all on the same day. So feig shimonim, he receives two sets of malchus. Because when he shechts the daughter mother, the second generation, after he shechted the first generation, so when he shechted the second generation, that's also v'yes bino. The second time now, the third time actually, when he shechted the third generation, so again, he just shechted its mother. So there's two averos of also v'yes bino, and he receives two sets of malchus. Shechato v'yes bas bito, if he shechs the first generation and the third generation, he shechs the grandmother cow and the granddaughter cow, he has not done any isur. The isur is only oso v'yes beno, not oso v'yes ben beno. But so he shechs the first generation one, and then generation three. At that point, he's done nothing wrong. V'yachar kach shochat es bito. Then he shechted generation two, the daughter mother, daughter of the first cow, mother of the third. Then he only gets sofeg, according to the Tanakhama, arboim. He's done one act. With that one act, he's committed two isurim. He's committed the isur because he just shechted earlier that day the mother of this cow that he's shechting now. And at the same instant, he's also shechting the mother of the daughter, which he shechted earlier that day. So nevertheless, he only gets one set of malchus, because he only shechted one animal, the isur. There's one lav, one hasro, and one maisa, one action. However, Sumchus Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Sumchus says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Sofek Shimonim. Yes, he did one act. But he did commit two isurim, which have two different shemos, two different labels, right? He shechted now first generation one, then generation three, and then generation two. At the instant he shechted generation two, he violated oso v'yes beno, and beno v'yoso. He shechted oso v'yes beno because the second generation was the mother of the third generation. Oso v'yes beno. But he also shechted the daughter, the second generation, which is the daughter of the first generation. That's Benovi Oso. Benovi Oso and Oso V.S. Beno. Two different labels, two different Isurim, two different Malkios. Total 80. The Mishnah continues now with an interesting thing. The Abo Prokim Bashono, at four times of the year, which will soon be listed. Person who sells an animal to someone else must tell the lokeach, imo mocharti lishchot. Yes, you buying this fine calf, I want you to know that earlier today I sold, well, not even earlier today, but earlier I sold the mother of this calf. Or if he's selling him the mother calf, he must say, you must know, Bito mocharti lishchot. I just sold its daughter as well. This is so that the lokeach should wait and not shecht the next day. The reason being, because during these four times of year, people would have many, many meat meals, many, many seudos. And normally in those days, no freezer, no refrigerator. When a person bought a behemoth, he bought it to shecht it that day. So therefore, the person who's selling an animal to his friend, after he sold earlier that day the mother or daughter of that animal, must tell his friend, I just sold the mother or daughter of the animal which you are now purchasing. You have to be concerned lest the person I sold it to earlier shechts it that day, in which case you can't shecht it that day. One of these four times of year when there's so much meat consumed, v'elu hein, erev yom tov ha'achron shel chag, the day before what we call Shmini Atzeres, because that was a day of special simcha, Shmini Atzeres, a special Yom Tov b'fnei atzmo. The Erev Yom Tov Orishon Shel Pesach, Erev Pesach, was of course a time of many shechitos, because that night you're having the Seder, you have to eat the Korban Pesach al Hasova, it's a Yom Geula, Leil Shimurim, Yitzio Lecherus, etc. So therefore, special seudos, more meat was consumed. The Erev Atzeres, the day before Shavuos, Shavuos Min HaTorah is one day, very special Yom Tov, Matan Torah. And Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also a time, Simen Tov, Kavod Yom Tov, to have meat seudos. Uchedivrei Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is the person who said that famous statement. Kol ho'uchel v'shoseh bat shi'i, ki ilu his'ane t'shi'i v'asiri. Person who eats a meal Erev Yom Kippur is as if he's fasted Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. So it's a special mitzvah to eat su'udos on Erev Yom Kippur. So according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Af Erev Yom HaKippurim ba'Golil, in the Golil, where Rabbi Yossi HaGlili from the Golil, he prevailed, his opinion prevailed. So Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil was also a day of many su'udos. And on that day, the mocher would have to tell the person, hey, I sold the mother or daughter of the animal I'm selling you now earlier. And therefore, be careful, don't shecht today. Omer Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Emosai, when does the mocher, the seller, have to tell the customer, I sold the mother or daughter of this animal earlier? Bizman she'ein lo revach. When there's no time maneuverability, no degrees of freedom as far as time is concerned, that means that he's selling the customer now an animal for which he sold that same day, Erev Yom Tov, the mother or daughter. Avol yesh lo revach, but suppose he sold the mother or daughter of this animal he's selling today, Erev Yom Tov. He sold the mother or daughter yesterday, Erev Yom Tov, ein sorech lehodiyo. He does not have to tell the lokeach, because we assume that the person who bought it yesterday shechted it yesterday. You don't have to tell the customer who's buying it today that the mother or daughter was sold yesterday. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yehuda is moda, b'mocher esho'em lechoson v'yesabas lakalo. Suppose he sold the mother animal to the choson, and the daughter animal to the kalo, and he sold the mother animal to the choson yesterday, and the daughter animal to the kalo today, then shetzorich lehodio. Then he has to tell the kala, the second customer, that he sold the mother to the choson yesterday. Why? Because biyodua shashoch shnehem shochtim biyom echod. The choson and kala obviously are preparing for the same meal. They're preparing for the wedding feast. So therefore, the person who bought it yesterday, in our example, the choson, didn't shecht it yesterday, but he very well waited to shecht it today, and the kala's buying it today, so the kala has to be told, hey, your choson bought an animal yesterday, be careful not to shecht your animal today, oh so, the es beno. And so we have finished Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah, and now we go on to the fourth Mishnah. And the fourth Mishnah really has no connection with our perek, meaning in terms of the laws of Oso Besbeno, but it does have something to say about these four seasons of the year where there are the heavy trade in meat because of the seudos which are performed on that, or prepared on that day. On these four times of year, if you have a butcher, and I want to purchase meat from him, and he has a big fat ox, and all I want is 2 pounds, I have the right to insist, shecht today, shecht. And those are the 4 days, Erev Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Afilu shor shova elef dinorin, even if this guy has an ox, a living ox, worth 1,000 dinrim, and I'm only there to buy 1 dinar's worth of meat, he still has to shecht. Kofino sol lishchot. We force him to shecht the shor and to give me, the customer, meat from the shor for a dinar. The reason is because once I give the money to the person, I have owned, with the transfer of the money to the owner, to the tabach, to the butcher, I now own a piece of that shor, a dollar's worth, a dinar's worth of that shor. And I am now a partner, so to speak, in the shor. And I want it done, I want it done. Now, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Metzia that the Chachamim made a takona that just giving the money for something doesn't necessarily make it mine. It only becomes mine, I'm only kona with Mishicha. So if I buy an ox and I give a dollar's worth, a dinar's worth to the owner of the 1,000 dinar shor, I now own a piece of that shor, min hatorah. But the Rabbanan said, no, I only own that shor or part of that shor when I perform the act of Mishicha. I take the shor by its leash and pull it a few feet. All right, Mishicha is kona, not mos. However, during on these 4 days, because of the kovod and chashivus of these special yomim tovim of these chagim, the chachamim left it at the Torah's level that you don't require mishicha, but rather ma'os konos. So I give this tabach a dinar. Now I own 1/1,000th of this shor, and if I own it, I can say shechtet. Lefichach imeis. But therefore, if the animal dies, meis lalokeach, I've lost my dinner. I can't say, hey, I want my money back, the animal's dead. No, it's your animal, or partly your animal that died. That's only on that specific day. Avol b'shor yimos hashona eino kein. The rest of the year, it's not true. The rest of the year, if I give a dinner to you, you're the butcher, and I give you a dinner, I'm buying thereby 1/1,000th of this big fat shor. So it still belongs to you and not to me, because ma'os einon konos until I do an act of mishicha lefichach imeis. So the rest of the year, if that shor dies, too bad, Mr. Mocher, meis la mocher. It's your animal that died. I want my dinar back. And so we have completed the 18th lesson number 18 of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin.